It's a Tuesday here on CBS Sports Radio. Mark Melusis, Taz with you. Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the Rocky Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Rocky Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. Michael and Pete across the way. Andrew with your updates as we go right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Your number to call throughout the course of the next 3 hours. Hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Taz and the Moose. What's going on, brother? How are you?
Man? Good, Moose. Good, good. You know, we just do our thing here, right? Doing the show. It's summertime now. Everybody's full throttle with vacations, but yet we are here grinding. Every day, that's what we do. We put out great content, 3 hours a day, my man.
Yes, we do. Yes, damn yes, right, yes. Sir. Right up until 9 a.m. Eastern time. And Ian Thompson's going to join us, author of The Soul of Basketball, and we'll talk about all things around the association. He'll join us top of the third and final hour, so that'll be a good conversation.
Yeah, that'd be great.
He's joined us a number of times throughout the course of the NBA season and here into the offseason, Taz.
Yes.
That is where we begin, is everybody's really on Kawhi watch.
I know.
And whether or not what he is ultimately going to decide to do between the Clippers, the Lakers, and the Toronto Raptors. That's where we're at right now, to where people are following Kendrick Perkins on Twitter to see exactly what Kendrick has to say. And he's tweeting into the night last night, East Coast time, talking about meetings that Kawhi's happened with the Clippers, and the Lakers appear to be the favorite. And a number of people believe that he's going to end up in the purple and gold. You know, the story out there about him meeting with Magic, or wanting to ask Magic whether or not he tried to trade for him last year. One of the reports are he wants to bring in his own doctors that are going to take care of him. You know, should he go to the Los Angeles Lakers? I mean, there's a lot of burn right now that he ends up in the purple and gold.
I know.
Lot of burn.
And I know, man. I'm seeing it too. I'm with you, man. Moose, I'm sticking to it. I kind of feel like...
I hope you're right.
I know.
I mean, I hope we're right that he ends up in
Toronto.
With Toronto,
you know? Right, I mean, what do you think is going to happen? You think he's moving, or do you think he's going to go to the Lakers?
I don't think anyone could really tell for sure what Kawhi Leonard's going to do. I mean, because there aren't any leaks coming out of his camp.
Right, right.
And you don't really hear all that much. So,
it's a tough read. Man.
It's a very difficult read. So I don't know.
You said it last week. I mean, I thought it was a great, great thing. I mean, like your observation. That, you know, LeBron needs Kawhi more than Kawhi needs LeBron. I mean, to me, that's it in a nutshell. I don't know. Putting money aside and all that jazz, this guy just won a championship, Kawhi. What do you need to deal with the whole Lakers stuff, meaning with LeBron and all the drama that surrounds the Lakers all the time? And what do you need that for?
The only thing that you would look at it, Taz, you'd say life is easy.
Right, well...
Life's a lot easier.
I guess with the Lakers, with Anthony Davis
and LeBron James playing with two superstars, that it would be probably the greatest trio of talent we've seen. I mean, listen, there have been other great trios where you look at Bird, McHale, and Parrish up in Boston. You look at Kareem, Magic, and James Worthy in Los Angeles with the Lakers, the big three up in Boston of Paul Pierce, Ray Allen, and Kevin Garnett, the big three down in Miami of Bosh, Wade, and James. I mean, there have been other, you know, big threes in the sport, but when you look at, you know, arguably you'd have three of the top six players in the world all on the same team in Los Angeles with the Lakers, and Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis, and LeBron James. And we know that LeBron's not at the peak of his basketball playing career, Taz, but the draw would be, life would be easy. They'd be the overwhelming favorite to win an NBA championship. They'd have to add other players. They still need a point guard, but you'd get the likes of J.R. Smith. The reports are that Andre Iguodala, once he gets bought out by Memphis, will end up in a Laker uniform as well. There's other guys like a Kyle Korver, who could end up. I mean, they do still need shooters on that team. I mean, then Kyle Kuzma would be your fourth option out there in Los Angeles, Taz. But, you know, if the reports are true and, you know, he's going down the road of asking Magic Johnson whether or not you tried to trade for me last year. There seems to be a little bit of a foothold there that Kawhi has of being a Laker. Now, I don't know. I'm just reading the tea leaves. I've got no, you know, I've got no insider information in terms of what Kawhi Leonard is thinking right now. I really don't. I wish I did, but I don't. But if he ends up in a Laker uniform, I don't know if that's necessarily a good thing for the NBA. I'll be honest with you. Because I don't know if creating yet another super team out in Los Angeles, now the Laker fan is going to celebrate, Taz, but you know, the whole idea for the last 3-4 weeks is that the NBA is now wide open. With the losses out in Golden State,
right?
With you know, Kyrie Irving now in Brooklyn, and Boston adding Kemba Walker, and Philadelphia doing what they did. The whole idea is that anybody can win a championship this upcoming season. The Houston Rockets, Stan Pat, Oklahoma City,
talent
with
spread
George
out
West.
Everywhere, yeah,
no doubt. So, and that's a good thing for Adam Silver in the NBA. If you throw Kawhi Leonard on the Los Angeles Lakers, that all changes. The Lakers all of a sudden become the overwhelming favorite to win the NBA championship, because I don't know if there's a team out there, as long as they add the right pieces around them, I don't know if there's a team out there that could take down Anthony Davis, Kawhi Leonard, and LeBron James if they're all healthy come playoff time.
Now, that's going to be tough, and putting other guys around him, and there's going to be a guy around him already in Kyle Kuzma, who's a legit player, that's really going to, I think, flourish on this team right now with or without Kawhi. But, yeah, no, it's tough to argue with your points for sure. I mean, only thing I'd say, yeah, you're right. I mean, life would be easier if Kawhi for Kawhi if he went to the Lakers. When you got guys around you like a LeBron James and an Anthony Davis, I mean, but he comes out of a system where the chemistry is built. The chemistry's proven. He plays great around guys. I know they're not to the level of star power of LeBron or AD, but Lowry and these guys and Siakam and you know. So it's like and. They have that chemistry, the Raptors, with
they
Kawhi.
Do. I mean, they no do. Doubt.
Right, yeah. So, but the more you hear this, it's tough to, like, you kind of, you know, I don't want to say it changes your opinion or nothing like that, but it kind of makes you feel like, wow, a lot of these guys, as you know, and a lot of these guys you know, maybe not some of those guys out west, but these insiders, they do their homework, and they got a lot of people that talk to them, and then they spit some information out to us, the public, or the media, the other parts of the media. So you, to your point you made earlier at the top of the show here, I mean, there is a ton of scuttlebutt right now that it seems like the Lakers are going to land Kawhi. So, God, I still feel like in my gut it's not going to happen, but I'm starting to turn.
Well, listen, I hope your gut is right. My fear is that, you know, the gut is wrong and that he ends up in Los Angeles with the Lakers. It would bother me. Yeah. I got to be honest with you. As an NBA fan, that would bother me. The perception of Kawhi as being the dynasty killer, that would be gone. Of him not needing anybody else, that right. would be gone. Of creating another super team that we have to deal with the annoyance of. For the better part of the next couple of years, that would be problematic as well. I wouldn't love it. And, you know, I know I'm not a Laker fan, and I know that, you know, I'm not one of the LeBron sycophants out there that work in the media. I do respect his game. I think there's a lot of drama to it. I think LeBron's coming off a god-awful year. But you have LeBron and Anthony Davis out there in Los Angeles. They haven't blinked as an organization, so they still feel confident that or still have a good feeling that Kawhi's going to end up in a Laker uniform. I mean, there was a rush to get to that max salary slot by the Los Angeles Lakers before free agency started. Maybe that should have been the ultimate sign that they're not doing that for Kyrie Irving. They're doing that for Kawhi Leonard if they got an inkling, just as the Knicks were running around trying to pair off salary, just as the Brooklyn Nets did with the Allen Crabtree with the Atlanta Hawks. In order to create two max salary cap spots, Taz, because they had a feeling that they were going to get Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving. So maybe that should have been a sign, but they haven't signed all these secondary and tertiary players. I've seen a lot of guys that could help the Los Angeles Lakers go off the board with that max salary cap spot.
Right.
You know,
that's a problem,
and,
too.
And, yeah, and that,
for
right,
those,
that
for those for the Clippers and for the Lakers. You
well,
know?
No doubt, and yeah. for the Lakers, because they're going to have a hard time if they don't land Kawhi Leonard, they're going to have a hard time finding the necessary pieces and the support pieces to put around LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Tell right. me the shooters that are still out there.
Absolutely.
I mean, there's Danny Green.
Right, absolutely. Well, even if you add Kawhi, I mean, yeah, sure, they're going to be a great team, but you need quality players off the bench. You need other guys around them, not just two or three great players. You need those other guys around them, and these guys are dropping left and right with free agency. So that you know, there's less and less for those secondary players, those guys off the bench, those non-megastars but are consistently solid, really good pro ball or basketball players, those guys are ending up with different teams left and right in the past, 24 hours?
Yeah, they certainly have, and that's where you get the J.R. Smiths of the world, who I think eventually will be a Laker. You'll get the Andre Iguodalas of the world once he gets bought off by Memphis, who everyone has him going to the Los Angeles Lakers. Those will be the guys that will end up in a Laker uniform, Taz. But right now there is, some speculated yesterday he would not do it and not turn his back on Canada Day on July the 1st, and maybe the announcement comes down today. You had Ricky Davis of the Big Three over the weekend getting caught, as basically saying it's a foregone conclusion that Kawhi Leonard's going to end up in a Laker uniform. You have Kendrick Perkins, who, has been on top of a lot of these things, basically saying that Kawhi Leonard's going to end up in they're the favorite right now, and it's likely that they'll have. There's been so many reports last night that the heavy lean is toward Los Angeles. I'd be stunned that right now, I got to be honest with you, sitting here on this Tuesday morning with everything we've seen, with everything, all the reports that have been out there, I'd be pleasantly surprised if he didn't end up in a Laker uniform. Because right now, it seems like everything's pointing that he ends up in Los Angeles, not as a Clipper, but as a Laker. I mean, Perkins basically said last night on Twitter, if you believe what he has to say, he's got connections all over the place.
Yeah,
he basically said Doc Rivers needs to pull a miracle.
Yeah, I know.
Now the lean, and I'm paraphrasing here, because the lean is that he's going to end up in a Laker uniform. If you have Kawhi, LeBron, and Anthony Davis, I mean, my God, I mean, what's the point of watching the NBA next year?
Yeah, no, I hear you, and especially with KD out for a year with the Nets.
Correct.
Which would make that more, on the east side, with Brooklyn, would make it more interesting to watch, to your point. I mean, it's another Golden State Warriors. I mean, what they were, and that's kind of ended. But, if you're Kawhi, though, right, you got to think about it. Like, I mean, just playing devil's advocate, if you're him and he goes to the Lakers, hypothetics, and let's say all the scuttlebutt's true, it's like, he might be thinking, Moose, I'm just guessing here. Kawhi might be thinking, hey, you know what? I went to a franchise that, I was the hood ornament. I was the main guy. I did my job. I brought them a championship. I made the other guys around me better. They helped. We all won together as a team. It wasn't just me, but I was the main guy. I was the main guy, and I did that with no Kawhi, no Kevin Durant, no Kyrie Irving. None of these guys, and no Klay Thompson, no Steph Curry. I did it myself. I'm Kawhi Leonard. Well, not myself, but I did it without those big-time stars in Toronto. So, That part of my career is done. I've proved that. Now, to your point, Moose, let me go to the Lakers where life could be easy, go back home to Southern California, and be part of a new dynasty. That could be what's going through his head. Because he has proved that he don't need these other guys.
Right. He has. But he's also, people around Kawhi Leonard have complained that he hasn't gotten the advertising dollar. Well, if you go to the Lakers, you're not going to get it. I mean, because the credit's going to go to LeBron James.
Our best player in the world.
That's a layup, pun intended.
Right. Yeah. all the credit's going to go to LeBron James. And so if you're looking to be the man, Taz, and to be the guy that corporations are going to and saying that I want him to be our spokesperson, right? And we know he works with New Balance, and that's his sneaker company, everything like that. You're not going to get, his team complained that he was buried in San Antonio,
right?
Then he goes to Toronto, where the Raptors.
You mean people around him, you're saying?
Around him, right. Right. And that was, he's not going to say it, but people
of
around
course,
him
right,
were
right.
saying, right? And then he goes up to Toronto, where he's the face of basketball for a nation.
Sure.
For an entire nation.
Yeah.
That's what he is up in Toronto, where he could advertise and do anything, right? And now he's going to leave that to go to Los Angeles to, in essence, be the second or third wheel behind LeBron James.
Yeah. And
that, to me, is a tough pill to swallow, that I look at Kawhi Leonard as a player.
I would think, just by looking at Kawhi, that he wouldn't give a rat's rear end, but you're just saying and that his team, when he was in San Antonio, I wasn't aware of that his team in San Antonio, they were like, why is he not?
Well, he felt buried.
Right, he's buried.
In San Antonio.
As we would say in the wrestling business, he's not being pushed.
Right.
Right, so he was pushed in a positive way, right? Pushed for promotion. So in Toronto, I would assume, Moose, now we don't know this because we don't live in Canada, I would assume in a Toronto area, that during the whole basketball season, Kawhi, he must have been on TV commercials left and right. I would assume, right?
Well, I would think so.
Because you said something that triggered me. He was in charge. Not in charge. He was the top of a nation. the country of Canada as an athlete.
He goes
he's
a conquering hero
right,
in Toronto.
Exactly. So
he represents Canadian basketball.
Right.
If he wants to be a guy that is, if he honestly cares about legacy, and some guys do and some guys don't, right? Some guys it drives them. But if he cares about legacy and cares about impact, Taz, how could he have, how could you argue that he wouldn't have the greatest impact in Toronto with the Raptors? First off, I mean, all the young basketball players would be looking toward that are Canadian.
As a role
would
model.
Be looking toward Kawhi Leonard as a role model.
No doubt about it.
He'd be the face of Raptor basketball.
Sure.
His number's gonna be retired. They're gonna have a statue outside, at Jurassic Park to him, and outside that arena to him. I mean, if he cares about legacy at all, I mean, it would be staying in Toronto. Mm. But he might look at it and say, I want to play back home, which is draw. I mean, he might look at it, but then you can't complain because then, I don't want to hear anything about his, anything coming from his camp complaining that he's not getting the credit out of Los Angeles with the Lakers. Because you also have to remember, once you put your name on that contract, that's LeBron James's team.
Oh, no.
And he is not taking a back seat to anybody in the NBA.
I don't care. I'm with you. I agree. Okay, if he's 35 years old, 45 years old, don't matter. That's LeBron's team. You're damn right.
Right. LeBron's not going to do for Kawhi what Dwayne Wade did for LeBron down in Miami. Right.
Wade
was Mr. 305.
Right.
That was his town, was Wade County. But Dwayne Wade, took his ego, put it aside, and said, for our team to be successful, I need to take a little bit of a back seat. LeBron needs to be the face of this team. And you know what? He did that. And the Heat went on to win after, failing that first year of winning an NBA title. LeBron James is not doing that for Kawhi Leonard.
No, not a shot. No, it's about LeBron. So I would think that, Kawhi, that he wouldn't want to be pushed. He wouldn't want to be doing stuff for companies. But if he had his people around him complain about that while he was down in San Antonio, then, because that, to your point earlier, that's not those people, his team around him, his legal team or his publicity team complaining because they want to complain. That narrative comes from Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
A lot of people might not realize that. That's how this works. We call it in wrestling business, you use your agent as the heater. Okay, they're the heater. Let them get the heat, and you just sit back and do your job. And let them complain to the company what you want, and so the heat's on them, really, but, it's not on you. So that's what Kawhi, that's how I think of when you laid out his team in San Antonio, what happened. But with the Lakers, so he might just be, Kawhi might be thinking, I'm going to go to Lakers, it'll be easier, we're going to be dominant. And you know what, I had my taste of being the front man, the big star, yada yada, what a team, and we won it all. There's not more much I could have done. I've proved myself. And I was the front guy and the push guy. Now let me go and just win championships with LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
It could be. The other thing, Taz, that he has to factor in that maybe his future teammate knows all about is this. He is going to go from beloved to despised in the span of 10 seconds.
You talk about Kawhi.
Kawhi. He will go from, and that bothered LeBron James, when LeBron left Cleveland and went to Miami and didn't have the fanfare, had all the fanfare, but didn't have the love and jubilation. And he went from a guy that people rooted for to everyone rooting against. Kawhi Leonard, once he does that, I firmly believe, because of the pushback that he will face, And rightfully or wrongfully so, right? And now there will still be the Kawhi lovers. I get that. I'm talking about the NBA fan. The Lakers will be despised, and Kawhi Leonard will be the face of that hatred.
Hmm.
Now, I know hatred's a little bit of a strong word, but you know what I'm saying again.
No, I know what you mean.
My point being is that he will be rooted against. So as much jubilation. Now, he might not care, Taz, because there are a lot of people that just don't give a
They don't give a rat's ass. Right. They're going to do their thing, that's that.
Right. Yeah. So they don't care at all. It doesn't bother them. It bothered LeBron, right? It did bother LeBron.
Bothers
Kevin Durant.
Right.
When he went to Golden State, the same heat that LeBron faced when he went to Miami, that Durant faced when he went to Golden State.
Right.
It's going to be the same heat and the same hatred that Kawhi Leonard's going to face going out to Los Angeles with the Lakers. Now, that might not bother him. He might be A-okay with it.
Right.
He might feed off of it. It might drive him. I don't know. But he has to also have that understanding that's coming.
I think everything you said, I agree with, and you're 1,000% right. The only part I would lean towards, and you hit on it, I don't think Kawhi's going to care.
That's fair.
I don't.
If he doesn't care, he doesn't care.
But you're right. He's going to, as we'd say in wrestling, he's going to turn heel without even trying to turn heel. So he's, yes, it's going to happen. Because that guy was loved all year, you know, with the Raptors. I mean, it was just such a good feel-good story. Watched him play. Every guest we had on throughout the year, and Lord knows we had a lot of NBA guests, okay, every one of them talked about how great it was, what he's doing, how great it's great to watch LeBron. You and I sung his praises out here, how much of a feel-good story it is and what he's done up there with the Raptors and yada, yada, yada. And I think you're
right,
changes. Dude. I think you're right, dude. He goes to La La Land.
It all changes.
Now, what about the Clippers? Okay, you took the words out. I was just saying, what about the Clippers? You don't think the Clippers?
No, because I think
there's no LeBron.
Because there's no super team.
There's no, right, there's no Anthony Davis. There's no LeBron.
Yeah. Like, Taz, if it was the Lakers and they had nobody,
right,
but he wanted to play for the Lakers, then the LeBron and Anthony Davis were not there. It was just Kyle Kuzma,
right,
Ball, Ingram.
And
he wanted to be a Laker. I don't think anyone's going to say boo peep about it, right? I think the fact that it's LeBron, it's Anthony Davis, we've been down this road before, it's Rich Paul pulling strings in the background, now it's creating this undeniable force in Los Angeles with the purple and gold, you know, 16-time NBA champions, it's Magic, it's Jeannie Buss. I mean, I think that all plays into the fact of that he has to have the understanding that all the celebrations, all the cheers, all that, everyone praising it, all of that goes away.
Including the media.
Yeah, everyone basically, because all of that will go away once you put your name on that line and become a Laker.
And
LeBron knows that. And if they're honest with him, they have to tell him that. And some people around him have got to tell him that. They can't be saying, well, listen, everyone will forget about it because people don't forget.
Kawhi.
Yeah, with Kawhi.
Kawhi knows that. Right. Yeah, no, he, you're right. He's smart enough to know that.
I'm saying people, LeBron understands that from his history.
Oh, because he lived it. Right.
Yes.
And we mentioned Durant, too, because like you said, you know, we were saying Durant lived that, too. And that's the thing. It is kind of, you know, weird to me personally, and I understand, I'm not arguing it at all, but it is a little strange that people get upset when a player goes to a team where they could dominate. So if a football player, you know, wants to go to the best team, they want to go play for the best quarterback, a wide receiver wants to go play with Tom Brady and this great team, we don't rip them as a sports fan, right? We don't rip them. But with the NBA, it's kind of weird. It happens with the NBA. Guys get ripped.
Right. You know? I think people are tired of the imbalance. I think that's it, right?
Right.
The fact of the haves and the have-nots, who wins NBA championships. I think
more parity than NFL.
Correct.
Right, a little bit
more parity. Right. And you know, you're right. People don't rip the receiver that goes to a spot.
No.
But here's the, you know, I think the rub to that is that there isn't that significant impact of one player outside of the quarterback on an NFL team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
You add an edge rusher, you add a quarterback, that can change, you know, an NFL franchise.
Sure.
There's five starters, and we know stars, for the most part, win in the NBA. Aside from Toronto, I mean, Toronto's kind of the outlier here this past year, and they had to have Golden State get ravaged by injury. They win a championship, Taz, but they really had one superstar.
Yeah.
All due respect to Kyle Lowry, it was Kawhi Leonard.
It was Kawhi Leonard, yeah. And that'd be the only thing. That'd be another thing too. That if I'm Kawhi, it might cross my brain. Like, you know what? Maybe I want to stay in Toronto because I'm loved here. We won. We got great chemistry, and let's prove to the world we can beat whoever we face in the championship this coming year. That's a healthy team. You know what I mean? So it's not that feel like, you guys beat the Warriors, but
yeah,
you know, KD wasn't there. He was hurt. Klay Thompson was hurt for a good portion of the game. You know, that type of thing. You know, but I don't know.
Oh, Taz, I'm sorry if you're a Laker fan, close your ears. Here's the deal. If he ends up in a Laker uniform, it's going to suck. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
Yes.
No, I agree with you.
It really will. Because your perception of Kawhi changes forever. Then, I mean, just get ready. If you were tired of hearing about LeBron and the Lakers and Anthony Davis before, wait till they have that presser out in Los Angeles. Mm. And the conquering Jeannie Buss and Rob Pelinka out there, Mr. Rob Lowe.
And how about this? How about Magic Johnson? He'll be tweeting from afar.
Oh, my God. How great.
Oh, this is great.
God,
oh, my God. I love it. This is great. Oh, my God.
But that's where it seems like we're headed, Taz.
You might be right, dude.
The buzz last night, I was waiting for the one tweet from Woj or somebody basically saying it's a done deal. He's a Laker. I mean, everywhere you turned, you couldn't get away from it.
I know. I know. I it seems like where there's smoke, there's fire, and there's a lot of smoke right now about Kawhi wearing purple. So, and gold.
Yes.
Purple and gold. Lakers colors, for those that don't know. Feel bad for the people in Toronto. Well, Toronto, one day after Canada Day, and they're already screwed.
Well, hopefully, I'd love to be. Imagine if Kawhi did this all, like, kind of pulling the Lakers along, and then says, "Listen, I'm going back to Toronto."
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Oh my God,
that would be.
He's
awesome.
He's asking the Lakers about. He wants his own team doctors. Hey, Magic, did you try to trade for me? Is if you go back, the initial report from Woj from when he wanted out in San Antonio said that Kawhi wants the Lakers and the Lakers alone. Mm. And then Popovich refused to trade him to the Lakers.
Right.
I'll trade you anywhere else. I'm not trading you.
How's that guy feeling? Popovich.
And
all the guys that
when they called him out.
Yeah, Kawhi. Yeah. Meanwhile, he goes, wins a championship. He's the most sought after guy in the
NBA. Right, and San Antonio's
right
in rebuild mode.
Yeah, unbelievable.
855-212-4CBS. Want to hear from you. What's your take? Where do you think Kawhi ends up? Do you think it's good for the NBA if he ends up as a Laker? Do you think it's bad for the NBA? And do you think ultimately, when this decision does come down, today, tomorrow, Thursday, whatever it might be, do you think Kawhi Leonard's in the purple and gold out there in Los Angeles? 855-212-4227, your number to call. Taz, Moose, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
That is your number to call. We get it going here on this Tuesday morning with Kawhi and the decision for Mr. Leonard, the NBA Finals MVP, two-time NBA champion. What is he going to do? We've got a special BCS coming your way a little later on in the program. Lakers, Clippers, or Raptors. Those are the three teams that it's between for Kawhi Leonard. So we'll get into that, but want to hear from you at 855-212-4227. But before we get to your calls, Caesar, Richard, guys, hang in there. We'll get to your busy calls here momentarily. Talk a little Kawhi Leonard. Bogus is in the house for an update.
They're strolling, they're laughing.
Good morning, guys. Here's your report. Oh, there you go. Thanks, Moose. It's sponsored by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance.
You like burritos? No. Oh, okay. Keep going. Yeah.
Error. Come on. Keep rolling. Come on.
All right. Take it away.
Thanks, Moose. At the moment, the Angels and Rangers scheduled to play today in Texas, but as Rangers GM John Daniels says, everything is up in the air as Anaheim deals with the tragic loss of starter Tyler Skaggs.
Real life takes precedence here, so you know if there's a need for that, I'm sure we'll hear from MLB and discuss it with them. But no, I mean, that's some things are a lot bigger than baseball.
Angels GM Billy Epler and manager Brad Ausmus scheduled for a 4:30 Central press conference today. Skaggs, just 27, found dead the team's hotel yesterday afternoon. There was no evidence of foul play, and police don't believe he committed suicide. There was baseball last night. Kevin Kiermaier's 3-run homer, bottom six, got his Rays past the O's 6-3. The Brewers rallied for an 8-6 win in Cincinnati. The Pirates routed the Cubs 18-5. Josh Bell going deep three times, drove in seven. And the Giants, a blowout win in San Diego.
Swinging. There's a high drive deep left center field. Way back there. Still going. Adios, Pelota!
That's a 3-run bomb from Kevin Pillar. Capped off a 13-2 decision over the Padres. John Miller called it on Giants radio. In addition to that offense, Jeff Samardzija became the first Giant starter to finish the eighth inning this season, allowing those two runs on five hits. We thought the Golden State Warriors would replace Kevin Durant in part with their sign and trade for Nets guard D'Angelo Russell. But the New York Times says the Dubs may flip Russell because he doesn't fit their system. Golden State has already flipped Shabazz Napier and Trevion Graham from the Nets to the T-Wolves, the Dubs sending a protected future first-rounder to Brooklyn to make this sign-and-trade happen. Isaiah Thomas taking a one-year deal from the Wizards. The Celtics add veteran center Enes Kanter. And Jimmy Butler, sign-and-trade from Philly to Miami, completed with the inclusion of the Blazers and the Clippers. Philly gets back guard Josh Richardson. L.A. left the deal with a future first-rounder because they took Mo Harkless and his $11 million salary off Miami's hands. Now recapping day one of NHL free agency, goalie Sergei Bobrovsky went to Florida. 7 years, $70 million, seven seasons, $81.5 million. Gets winger Artemi Panarin to the Rangers. And the Leafs got defenseman Tyson Barry from Colorado for forward Nazem Kadri. That deal included four players and two picks total. The Cleveland Browns have spoken with running back Kareem Hunt after he spoke with police following a weekend incident at a downtown bar. The bar's owner says Hunt was in an argument with a friend. The team reportedly unconcerned. Nothing bad happened, and Hunt wasn't arrested. Hunt suspended for the first eight games of the coming season for physically assaulting a woman in a Cleveland hotel
last argument.
June. Yeah, I've never had an argument that involved
I've had an argument with a friend at, like, outside at a bar, but the authorities were never called.
Right.
What, so I mean an argument and then the cops come?
Yeah.
That's probably happened to me.
I mean,
it doesn't happen much.
To get that heated to where they're calling the police?
But I had it once, it was a group of us, like wrestlers with a group of fans outside an arena.
Yeah, but that's different.
That is different because it's not like a one-on-one argument.
Right,
yeah.
You're with a buddy at a bar hanging out, and you get into a debate. It's like so heated that the bartender's like,
"He should be a Laker."
Yeah. Flipper, get the authorities.
That'd be
here.
Like, yeah, Taz and Moose are really arguing a lot about this topic.
Right, exactly.
Oh my God, call the NYPD.
Right,
they're really arguing a lot. Pete, the body's panicking. I think we have to call the authorities,
like
Mike.
Like, it's, you know, the Cleveland Browns, nothing to see here. Like, what person gets into an argument where it's so, you're so into it? No, come on, so heated that you're, someone at the bar is calling the police?
Yeah, it's like, I can't take this. This is scary. Let's call the cops. Come on. How are we looking at Haas? What's your story? You good? You're done? You're still rolling?
Focus is done.
Sure. If you need me to be.
I ask you a simple question. Don't get sensitive.
All right. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. 15 minutes. You can save 15% or more on car insurance. Thank you, Andrew.
He's walking away with his tail tucked. We'll see you in a little while, pal. It's all right. We got a lot of people calling the show. We got to talk to Richard. Richard's in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, listening on 100.3 FM. Rich, what's up? You're on with Taz and Moose. How you doing?
Hey, good morning, guys. Love your show.
Thank you, Roger.
I think if Kawhi goes with the Lakers, it's going to be a big mistake. I don't think him and just had a brain freeze.
LeBron, Anthony Davis.
LeBron, right. Yeah. I don't think that's a good combination right there.
Why is that?
I don't think those two can work together. But I just think if he goes there, it's going to be a big mistake because the Lakers have had problems in the last 6-7 months with the upper echelon and what have you. I just think it's a bad fit for him. I really do.
Well, you know, there's a number of ways to go. First and foremost, I mean, there's never been the trickle-down effect where the players and whether or not they're taken care of. Kawhi wants to make sure wherever he ends up, in Toronto, he knows they'll take care of him, whether it be the Lakers or the Clippers, that they'll take care of him, you know, that they'll make sure, you know, medically, physically, that he'll be given the right support in order for him to be successful on the court. Now, if you want to say, you know, Anthony Davis, who's starving for relevancy in terms of playoff relevancy, we know how driven LeBron James is, and Kawhi Leonard, all he does is care about winning. I think it would work. I mean, I do think it would work. I mean, I don't think it would be a combustible ego scenario. I don't think that personality, as long as Kawhi Leonard can be able to tune out Taz,
thank you,
the
Richard.
Drama,
yeah.
I mean, I think it would work. I mean, yeah. I'm telling you. I think
it might work, too. From a basketball X's Nose perspective, I think it could work, too. I really could. I mean, but... It's just more of the the overview attitudes and, like, the as far as the star power. Listen, this Kawhi Leonard, he's not a type A personality. He plays like he's a great player. He's an amazing player, but he's not that type A, where LeBron's a type A. He's the alpha in the room, LeBron. AD's not the alpha in the room either, okay? And Kawhi's not. Even though they're great players, they're not alphas. LeBron's an alpha. Kevin Durant's an alpha. You know what I mean? Like, these type guys... Kyrie Irving's an alpha.
Correct.
You agreed? You know what I mean? So I do think that's why, you know, I get what the call is saying, I get what you're saying more, that he can play. LeBron and him can play together.
Well, I think basketball-wise, they can. Now, Taz, can he deal with the drama, right? There were reports yesterday as people started to kind of drill down on why Kevin Durant grew frustrated in Golden State, and there were a number of reports that came out about Durant's thinking is that he grew tired of the distractions. He grew tired of the outspokenness about, you know, the Warrior players, you know, speaking up on every issue, that it wasn't just about basketball. You know, right. Kawhi Leonard's got to have the understanding that if he goes to Los Angeles and is a Laker, that's going to be all about LeBron James.
Yeah.
And there will be drama. I'm not saying LeBron James is going to speak out on every single civil issue that's out there, but you also have to have the understanding that LeBron James, there might be a time where LeBron James no longer wants Frank Vogel to coach the team.
Right.
And he might have one of his guys leak out there that Vogel's on the hot seat.
Absolutely.
Or whatever it might,
and
you're going to have to deal with that as a player. You have to have that understanding going in.
No doubt. Let's go to Dallas, Texas. Talk to Caesar, listening on Sirius XM Channel 206. Caesar, you're on with Taz and Moose. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, Ted? I'll talk about Kawhi and the Lakers. You know, I think the Lakers are taking too much time. You know, I don't think they can wait any longer. You know, if I was them, I should have made moves Sunday night, because, you know, I personally don't think Kawhi is going to end up going to the Lakers. I actually think he has a better chance staying in Toronto. I think he's just doing this meetings just so he won't look bad himself. And, you know, if the Lakers wait any longer, you know, everybody's picking up role players little by little. You know, J.J. Redick's gone. Patrick Beverley's gone. And sooner or later, Danny Green's going to be gone. And, you know, you got multiple players getting signed every second. And when the season starts, it's going to be Anthony Davis, LeBron James, Kyle Kuzma, and, you know, Lord knows who else. You know, even if Kawhi goes there, they won't have any good role players, you know, to fill up behind them.
Well, Moose and I were saying that earlier. No, you're not wrong, because these guys are dropping left and right now. They're a lot of these other players.
Yeah.
No, you're not wrong. We were both saying that.
But, Caesar, let me just ask you a question. I have quickly here. I, as an organization, have got a chance to put the greatest trio of players in modern NBA basketball together on the same court. How do I turn my back on that?
But you know, I was thinking the same thing. But, you know, if I already have two of the, you know, I want to say top five, because I don't put AD top five. But, you know, not that KD's injured, I'll put him in replace of KD. You got two top five players. You know, you bring in a good role players, you know, like I was saying, Patrick Beverley, J.J. Redick, you know, and so on and so on. I think with those two top players you have, and some good role players, you have a legitimate shot to win a championship. Now, if you wait on Kawhi Leonard, you know, you just have three star players, but no role players.
Well,
you see what I'm saying?
No, I get what you're saying, Caesar. Thanks a lot for the call. I just can't. My whole point is, I get, you know, but mention, I mean, there will be guys. J.R. Smith's going to sign with the Lakers. Andre Iguodala, I think, is going to be a Laker. You know, I think Danny Green's going to go wherever Kawhi Leonard goes. I mean, I shouldn't say that. Depending on the contract offer he gets from the Toronto Raptors. So, Taz, there will be guys for them to be able to add. It's not going to be the best of the best. I'll disagree. I don't know if I could sit there, Taz, and make that decision and say, no, I don't want Kawhi Leonard. I'm going to sign these other guys and close the door on Kawhi Leonard before he closes the door on me.
Well, that's why...
I couldn't do that. If I have a chance to sign Kawhi Leonard, I want to stay in that race and try and sign Kawhi Leonard.
I get it. I understand it. I quasi-agree with it. But this is what you said earlier before we went to break. It's with Kawhi Leonard, where he could be... That's just saying, we were talking during the break, you and I, about this. Imagine if he is doing what you alluded to, maybe just stringing the Lakers along, and says, hey, you know what, I'm good. I'm going to stay with Toronto. And next thing you know, now the Lakers missed out on all these other players.
Correct. Then that's the burn.
And they don't get Kawhi.
Then they get destroyed.
Wow.
I don't disagree with you. It's a gamble.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a gamble, because all these other guys are not going to wait, Taz. They want to get paid.
They got their own careers to worry about.
They're going to be like, I'm going to hold out hope that I could be a Laker, and I'm going to turn down this three-year whatever, you know, $48 million deal. No, they're going to take the 3 years and $48 million and move on with their day.
Absolutely. No, I know.
It's, come back. More of your Kawhi calls next. Taz Moose on a busy Tuesday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
On a Tuesday morning, the Player of the Week is brought to you by Granger. Let's take a look at the one who got it done. This week, it's Josh Bell. Bell hit three home runs and drove in seven as the Pirates pounded the Cubs 18-5 in Pittsburgh. Player of the Week was brought to you by Granger. Granger's got your back when it comes to the safety and industrial supplies that keep your facility running. Get what you need when you need it at Granger.com.
Yeah, let's continue with this Kawhi Leonard conversation. There's a lot of folks calling the show here. Let's go talk to Alan in St. Louis, listening on radio.com. Alan, you're on with Taz and Moose. What's going on?
Well, good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh,
what's
good.
Up, Alan?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, first of all, my condolences to the Skaggs family and for the Angels. I wanted to get that out the way. And the Angels family.
Terrible.
Absolutely.
And
sir,
his family also.
Yes, sir.
Let's just hope that there was really nothing
foul play and
negative involved, right, negative, as far as his death is concerned.
Of course.
As far as Kawhi Leonard is concerned, this is just my opinion. First of all, people think that when I'm hearing some of the comments, and not just today and other days, you would think that Kawhi Leonard hasn't talked to anybody from the Lakers a la LeBron James. I think they're going to do well together. Let's face it. Can you imagine this? If the Lakers, for some reason, win a championship this year or next year or whatever, if he signs, you will have two guys on the same team who's won championships for three different teams at the same time.
Yep.
And I say I love the way Kawhi Leonard's camp is handling this. Have you noticed you haven't heard anything from them? No leaks, no interviews from agents, brothers, uncles, or anybody else. You know, I think this is a perfect storm here. And you know, as far as he getting endorsements and everything, I don't think Kawhi Leonard cares about that. I just get the impression that all he wants to do is play basketball. He's going to get his endorsements. He may not get a $90 million shoe contract. He already has one.
But Alan, let me tell you, Alan, if he's with the Lakers, there ain't nobody looking to talk to him. They ain't no one looking to put him on camera. They want to put LeBron James on camera. He's going to be, as far as promotion, he'll be subservient to LeBron James. I promise you that.
How much does he care about that, though? I think he
does care. It bothered him in San Antonio. I know for a fact it bothered him in San Antonio.
Well, I said, well, hopefully he's been. Oh, let's put it this way. If he goes to the Lakers, I think he already knows what's going to happen.
Well, that's fine. And he might be okay with it. And that's fair. You know, but do you think it's good for the NBA? You create this monster out in Los Angeles. You think it's good?
Well, I think it's good because it's just the climate of professional sports now. I mean, let's face it, and I think a comparison to him and KD going to Golden State, I think is unfair because KD went to a Golden State team that had already won a championship.
Yeah, I mean, I get that they haven't won a title. He's joining two of the other top five players in the world. There'll be three of the top five or six players in the world on the same team. I mean, come on. I mean, if that's not the knock on Durant was that he took the easy way out. And listen, Alan, you know, and we know Kawhi has already proven himself. And thanks a lot for the call, Alan. You know, Taz, but if you want to say, is he taking the easy way out? How do you argue he's not?
I know. We were talking
that's
about
the easy
that.
Path.
I agree. Yeah.
Enjoy
yeah.
LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Life is easier.
It's a lot easier. You and I could go there and be ballers.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd be awesome.
Exactly. We could be the
I take half
ninth.
The pay Kawhi
we'd take eighth, we'd be the eighth and ninth guys on the bench.
I'll be the 10th and 12th, right. 13th guy.
I'll be wiping the sweat off the floor.
Give me a quarter of the money LeBron's getting.
I got it.
An eighth of the money.
I'll take a tenth.
And I'll clean the locker room and the bench.
Exactly.
I have no problem.
I'll do the same thing. Exactly right. I got bills to pay. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.